Module TARP performance and weathering tests. Over the past 5 years, Dr. Searcy and I have been doing some field trials on module covers, and just want to give a summary of this. Our goal is to characterize cotton module TARP performance in two areas: outdoor weathering, where we're looking at the breakdown of material specifically from UV light, and also I'd like to update you on a couple of the new activities that we're doing with wind tunnel testing, where we're looking at the breakdown of material from action in the wind. The rule of thumb in the cotton industry is that many cotton ginners say that a module TARP will last for 3 years and then should be replaced. So we want to pose the question, is this correct? And some of our research will allude some more information there. So outdoor weathering has been done for 5 years. In the first year, we started 2003. We used these tables and followed a standardized practice for UV light exposure outside, where wind is not a factor here, and these are pulled tight, so they're not allowed to flap. It's just allowed to be exposed to the environment. Some of the tests that we use for water penetration in determining the performance of these modules are also standardized tests. We look at the rain impact using an American Association of Textile Chemists and Colorists test. For the ponding water simulation, we're looking at an ASTM standard. The rain test is very similar to rain that you would see in the real world. The ponding test is a greatly accelerated test. Instead of looking at days of ponding, we're looking at 10 minutes of ponding with water 1 meter on top, at a height of 1 meter on top of the module cover. So we're looking, again, at accelerated testing. We received many module covers from module cover manufacturers and suppliers, from gin managers, from cover repair companies as well. And I just have the brand new covers described here, and we're calling them model A through N. And we have the different descriptions of materials and construction, what year they were manufactured, and it includes a wide variation of colors that are available from manufacturers. So the main thing here from this table is we have three different types of covers that we were testing: a woven poly material, which most of these are woven poly. We were looking at a woven vinyl material and a poly film material. We did look at some rain tests of the used covers, where we looked at, we identified these as new, light, moderate, heavy use, and abused type covers. These were subjectively categorized using a light table and looking at the number of pinholes that came through, the light came through the pinholes. And in our rain test, we, of course, saw with increased use, increased amount of water penetrating these covers. Of course, with the increased number of pinholes, you're going to have the increased amount of water penetrating, and we would expect to see that, of course, after years of use. And in our testing, where we put these on the tables outside and took wind out from any kind of factor, we're just looking at a UV light breakdown. For our first year, we had these out in the environment for 3 months during the summer, and we had an accumulation of 2,200 megajoules per square meter radiant energy. We did an analysis of variance test and grouped these with the Duncan test, and we saw that one cover, the woven poly F model, had a significantly higher average penetration of water at 39.1. This is a rate now, 39.1 grams per minute of water penetrating that cover, and significantly different from these three models, K, M, and J, all woven poly materials. and those were significantly different than from the rest of the models. So after the first year, then we decided the significantly different models that had the higher penetration were stopped in our test. They, in effect, failed after year one. And model B, we took out of the test because we had too few samples to really to continue in the test, or really to start off in the test. So year one conclusion of the woven poly materials, 4 of the 11 had unacceptable performance and were stopped in the test. 1 had marginal performance, and 5 of the woven polys had good performance. But both the film and the vinyl materials had good performance. So it continued in a second year of summer testing again. So now we're accumulating a total of 4,300 megajoules per square meter. And the models, again, performed well, except for one that was statistically different, had higher average water penetration. And so we stopped that model after the second year of test. This was another woven poly material. And the rest performed well. Model N had a high average, but was statistically not different from the rest of the ones that performed well, because it had a few samples that had high water penetration, but the other samples had very low, if any at all, water penetration. So conclusions on year two: 1 of the remaining 6 had unacceptable performance, 1 had marginal to poor, and 4 had good performance. And again, the film and the vinyl materials were good performers. So year three, another 3 months of summer, 6,400 megajoules per square meter. We had differences here. That model that was starting to fail in the second year did fail then in the third year, and the rest of the covers did very good. So we stopped model N after the third year and went to the fourth year of testing. Now we're accumulated 12 years of a summer environment exposure at 8,500 megajoules per square meter radiation. The covers all performed very well. Statistically different for model A, another woven poly material, but relatively speaking, very little water penetration. For year four, then, all the materials had good performance. And in the fifth year of performance, we did not receive model A and L to begin in the very beginning of this test, so we didn't have a fifth year yet of testing, whereas we do have 5 years on the other materials. And you can see that model D, the polyfilm material, did fail after 5 years now of testing. It's not statistically different because there were a few of the samples that did not fail, but the other samples did fail. So we'd say that would stop then fail in year five. So again, 2 woven poly materials had good performance. 2 we were unable to test for that fifth year of testing. The film material, it had a good performance up to that fifth year, and in the rack samples, actually the materials remained intact. But when we took them to the lab and put them under that 1 meter's worth of water, the pressure from that split the film and caused it to fail. The woven vinyl material had good performance even after 5 years. So this table just summarizes it all. Green is good, yellow is marginal performance, and the red is the poor performance. So you can see, again, a wide variation in the woven poly materials for as far as performance. Many of them had good performance, a few had marginal performance, and many of them actually had poor performance, which we relate to the UV inhibitors that are in the materials or not present in the materials. And the vinyl material had good performance and still continuing in testing. The film material had good performance. It performed up until the fifth year. So if you look at College Station, Texas, that's where we conducted all of the trials that I'm reporting on today. The summer is, of course, a harsher environment. Solar radiation on average for 3 months of summer is 2,100 megajoules per square meter. Temperature ranges from 69 to 96 degrees Fahrenheit, and average rainfall of 9.2 inches. In the winter at the same location, you would expect to see an on average 1,100 megajoules per square meter of solar radiation, so about half of what you would expect in the summer. The temperature average ranged, of course, lower, 40 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit, so this could be a concern for cold cracking, actually, that we didn't do any performance analysis on. And again, rainfall averaged 8.8 inches in that area. So if we were looking at equivalent use of module covers, not considering wind, for our testing, we had 15 months of summer testing. And if you could assume that 3 months of summer testing would equate to 6 winter months, also it would equate to 4.5 fall months and 4.5 spring months, then you could assume that our total testing time of 15 months in the summer could equate to 5 to 6 ginning seasons in the Texas Gulf Coast area, where they operate for 3 years during the summer. You could also equate that our studies to around 7.5 ginning seasons of use for the module covers in the Texas High Plains, when they operate just for the 3 fall months, or a reduced ginning season use for the module covers, 4 years of a ginning season if you're operating for a longer 6 month period in the fall and the winter. So equating or looking back at whether you can use these covers for 3 years as that rule of thumb, based on our studies and only looking at UV light damage, we see that you could actually use these covers for a little bit longer period than 3 years. But again, we're not considering wind in this test. So as I mentioned, we are doing a very preliminary study right now on wind tunnel testing on the tarps. There in College Station, the USDA has a facility they're allowing us to use where they have a wind tunnel powered. And here we've got a large fan that's allowing our test area is a 6-foot by 6-foot area. So we've built a model module that looks at a cross-section of a module. So we're looking at the same width as a model, 7 foot as a module, 7 foot in width, but we're only looking at a 5-foot section that's the length of the module. So we took samples from the brand new covers that we got years ago from the manufacturers, and we're testing these covers at winds 35 to 55 miles per hour. We can get speeds up to 80 miles per hour with a modification to the wind tunnel. And right now, like I said, preliminary, very preliminary. The data is very preliminary right now. We expect to do more testing. But after 3 hours of testing and securing the tarp very tightly, we're seeing no water penetration, no breakdown of coating. The cover did not really flap. You can see the cover did not flap. But give the tarp a little bit of room to make it a loosely fitted, then after just 1 hour of 50 mile per hour winds, we started to see, well, let me show you this. So you could see that, of course, it was flapping, allowed to flap. You're allowing the coating to degrade, and water was penetrating. The vinyl material did a very good job after 3 hours in the tightly fitted and 1 hour loosely fitted. Didn't allow any water to penetrate. The film material actually, when it was tightly fitted, it did a good job. It did not allow water to penetrate, but after one hour of testing in the loosely tied configuration, it did fail. It split down the middle. The woven materials, they had varying performance too, that allowed a lot of water after the loosely fitted, and one that actually did performed well after, even after loosely fitted. So Dr. Searcy is going to continue with future testing, and I'm actually going on a different route. Research was made possible by Texas State Support Committee through Cotton Incorporated, Food and Fibers Research Grant Program through the Department of Texas Department of Agriculture, the Cotton Foundation, and Texas AgriLife. Thank you very much.